This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5:01 here on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell Smith, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Baird Trey cruising along with me. Here's Alex Olive. He's got the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you this afternoon by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive.
Number
one. Turn your mic on there, Alex.
Yep, it's always a good first step. On. Thought I was going to have a perfect show today. Number one. Tennessee fans pretty upset with Dan Patrick. He caught the college football world's attention this afternoon as he was talking about on his show how staff at Tennessee under Jeremy Pruitt would give money to recruits in McDonald's bags.
Tennessee's all kind of mad about this. Say, we would never in a million years give cash in McDonald's bags. We use those classy plastic bags you get at Kroger's. It's very important. Thank you. Trey, are they really mad about this? Like, who is they? Who is Tennessee? Is it like the...
I just think some people inside of the... on the university side, communications department, just a little agitated, maybe. Because Dan Patrick went on
national. SID's office?
Mm-hmm. No. So, not coming from there.
The university side.
Yeah.
Plowman's people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. People have to understand that you're not going to hear much from the athletic department side of this for a while.
This is going to be. Don't expect to hear anything until we have a new athletic director, to be honest.
Yeah, but you have to understand. But the university's running the show. The university ran the show yesterday. That was the university, not the athletic department.
Just focus. Well, just go and fix it. Just hire an athletics director and a football coach. Don't worry about Dan Patrick. Focus on the things you can control, please.
That damn Coldplay song 24 hours a day over there at the facility.
What?
Coldplay song. Fix You?
Yeah, that one.
It's a great song.
The Scientist?
No, not The Scientist.
Why are we getting sidetracked with, Chris Martin?
Nobody said it was easy.
God, tear up a little
stop!
Bit.
Just... Stop! Stop singing!
Go ahead, Alex.
Number two.
I'm going back to the start.
Mutus.
Tiger Woods undergoes his fifth back surgery.
Oh, my God.
He recently had a microdiscectomy to remove a pressurized disc fragment that gave him nerve pain. He will miss the Farmers Insurance Open and the Genesis Invitational.
Five back surgeries.
He's up there with Hulk Hogan.
At this point, can you imagine all the scars and stuff Tiger has on his back?
I'm more curious to know, all the rods and screws and stuff he has holding his back together.
Yeah, that's so he's going to miss. He's going to fight through it though. He's going to come back.
Gonna try to.
All right. I love watching him play golf, man. I hope it works out for him, but it just seems like five back surgery. That's insane.
Number three. According to sources, Alabama's Nick Saban is targeting ex-NFL coach Doug Marrone to be his offensive line coach.
Marrone's a good coach, man. Nick Saban doesn't hire dummies. And maybe he's not.
He did a good job when he was here with that.
Yeah, maybe he's not cut out to be the head coach here, but there's a reason that the two NFL guys that have been bandied about for the Tennessee job, Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone, that have been almost universally panned by this fan base. There's a reason that Nick Saban is kicking the tires there. They're good coaches. And he's not hiring them to do his laundry like Butch Jones. He's hiring them to coach football. So I don't dismiss either of those guys, including Marrone, out of hand. Not saying he'd be my first choice. But I have a feeling like we just got through trying to talk sense to Bird Dog, trying to move beyond the fantasy of Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze and start talking reality. This is reality. It's Kevin Steele, Bill O'Brien, Doug Marrone. Like, that's the kind of coach that's going to be your next coach. Don't shoot the messenger. Just telling you. That's what's about to happen here.
Number four, defensive line coach for the New Orleans Saints, Ryan Nielsen, was set to become LSU's defensive coordinator, and the Saints have apparently ponied up the money and given him a new title. He is the assistant head coach.
Get some more money, nice new title, don't have to work for crazy Ed Ogeron, don't have to recruit. Feels like Coach Nielsen played that one perfectly.
All right, we'll finish it up with the Duke Blue Devils have fallen out of the AP Top 25. They had the second longest streak in the country. They are, well, second only to Kansas. Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina are now unranked all at the same time for the first time since 1961.
Wow. Say that again. Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, all unranked for the first time since 1964?
61.
61. Kennedy was president.
60 years ago?
Duke, Kentucky, and North Carolina are not in the top 25. What is going on here? What do you think, Bear? Kennedy impression.
You do a really good Kennedy, Russ. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Thank you. You finally liked one of my impressions. You know, 60 years old reference.
Your Scouse, your Liverpool deal is impeccable.
I don't want to talk about the Brits. My Chelsea boys are getting bent over a barrel shown the 50 states by Leicester.
We're
going to have to fire our legendary coach, Bear. I had to fire Fulmer yesterday. I'm going to have to fire Frank Lampard this week. It hurts, man. Yeah. I'm broken inside.
Sure does. I got Pep, baby.
My inner fan is wounded. I'm wounded, folks. I'm hurting. But we're going to keep going. We're not quitting. We cried together yesterday. We laughed. We cried. We fought through the tears. We're picking ourselves up off the mat. Was that number five?
That was number
five. Okay, good. We're picking ourselves up off the mat. We're moving on. We're moving forward. We're moving forward.
You retire that one.
Never. You got to take some things with you. I mean, we have the things that we take from Butch and like that'll always be funny even though he sucked. The things that we take from Dooley that'll always be funny even though he sucked. And there'll be like Pruitt gave us some material.
Cornbread.
Freebird. That was funny. That was a good bit we had.
That was back when we still kind of liked him.
I'm as free as a
girl. Okay, Trey, that's
enough. Love of God.
That is the top 5 of 5. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank. They are the official bank of the drive, and they're big supporters of us. We love them. You're going to love them, too. The newest way to save money is also the easiest way to save money. Get access to thousands of discounts on shopping, dining, entertainment, and travel. It's a powerful new way to save money with roadside assistance, cell phone protection, identity theft protection, and credit monitoring. Enjoy these benefits with a checking account from Citizens National Bank. Find out more at cbtn.com. Citizens National Bank. Member FDIC.
I have a question.
Maybe I have an answer.
What song do you think Jeremy was playing on the ride home from the facility yesterday to his house?
First of all, we don't call him Jeremy. He's not our buddy, Trey. It's Pruitt or Coach.
Or Gump.
Second of all, or Gump. Or Cornbread. Second of all, that's a really good question. I don't know. What was he listening to?
I'm staying all by myself.
I'm saying Tuesday's gone.
Raining Blood by Slayer.
Jesus Christ.
Whoa! What?
Lord.
I could see him being an angry guy. Angry music type of guy.
He probably called his wife.
He's probably listening to Garth Brooks.
You call your wife. You get canned, you call your wife, right? That's what you do. You get in the front and you're like, honey, hey, got some bad news. All right. Are you sitting down? Got fired. Oh, well, at least we get – this is my Mrs. Prude impersonation. Oh, well, at least we get a $12.5 million buyout. Well,
about that is
– what do you mean you've been paying all your players and we don't get anything? I got to go back to Alabama and be a bald-headed Gump's wife now? I got to get a job working at Crystal?
It was Brian's fault.
Now, honey, settle down. It's going to be all right. Maybe Nick will let me do the laundry. Butch is gone. He's going to need somebody to do that job. Okay. I didn't marry a laundry man. I'm here to football coach. I still coach football. At Hoover High School. Pruitt's wife is really, I shouldn't go in on the family. Let's leave the family side. Let's leave the family out. What am I doing? Oh, yeah, his dad's like coaching high school ball down in Chattanooga. He'd go back to be a high school football coach.
Yeah, D.C.
Go coach high school.
You think I'm kidding? Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if he did that.
I think that is what he's probably going to do.
Oh, be at Hoover?
No.
Rush Probst?
No. Chattanooga coaching for his dad, for his diddy.
Now, wouldn't that be crazy? Rush Probst has been dying to get a job with Jeremy for the last 3 years, but Jeremy's going to go down and get a job with Rush and Colquitt?
Let's go to the phones. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. Josh is up next. Hello, Josh.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to shed a little light from an Ole Miss perspective, someone who's gone through what it appears y'all are about to go through.
Great. Yeah, that's what we need. Oh, give us some pointers. What's it like to navigate the waters of NCAA probation with a complete bum like Matt Luke as your head coach? Fill us in on the details there, Josh.
It's brutal. There's really no way. I mean,
you don't say. I thought
it
was going to be a lot of fun.
It gets better. But it gets better.
Okay.
Right? Look where we are, right? Sometimes you got to break it down to build it back up. Mm. And you don't appreciate – look at Kentucky football. They burn mattresses when they beat a bad Florida team, right? But in basketball, they're disappointed when they don't win the Final Four, right? It's all about perspective. You're just going to have a little bit lower perspective for a couple years. But I wanted to help you guys out with the Hugh Freeze stuff, kind of putting that to bed for you. Hugh Freeze kind of got out of that whole situation a lot better than the NCAA would have hoped. I don't think y'all realize how much the NCAA did not like him after about a 4-year investigation on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And they would love to get that guy hammered again. Like, he is like kind of like how Bruce Pearl snake bit, right? Like, the NCAA followed him to Auburn. I can tell you wherever he goes, and that's why I'm saying he's never going to let him back in the SEC, at least for not the next couple of years, is they want him. Like, and the door's already cracked open at Tennessee, if not kicked open, for them to, you know, get some rent there in Knoxville after they leave Baton Rouge in the next couple of months.
That is an interesting point. So I was doing a little research earlier today.
We do our research. Have you done your research?
On the Ole Miss situation and their NCAA, like what their – how many violations? They had 15 level one violations. We're going to have at least twice that, I'm hearing, if not three or four times that. They had show causes for all the coach for some several of the coaches, 2-year postseason ban, 3 years probation, scholarships, all that stuff. Had to vacate a bunch of wins. But Hugh Freeze, they were only going to suspend him. He was going to have a suspension.
Yeah.
And then they fired him in July, like right before the season started, and he just went away. And did they not give him a show cause?
like a one-year show cause. But you got to think, we fired him 10 months before we even had our hearing with the NCAA. See, you can't fire a coach until it's almost been proven. Because if not, like Jeremy Pruitt, if this doesn't come out that the NCAA finds that he was in trouble, he's going to get money on the back end. I mean, look, Art Briles just won money.
Yeah, but they've got him dead to rights, though. So what Tennessee is hoping is that the fact that we didn't do, and obviously, you know, you guys fought for Hugh Freeze because he was successful. You liked him. We're not fighting for Jeremy Pruitt because he sucked and we don't like him. And so the difference is we'll be able to go to the NCAA and say, look, we didn't know about any of this. And it, unlike Ole Miss that tried to, like, hold on to Hugh Freeze and wiggle around it, we cleaned house. We fired everybody. We weren't playing with any of that mess.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying the NCAA, you do not let them in because you can't trust them. And if you go talk to anybody that's dealt with the NCAA, they'll tell you, they don't just say, oh, thank God you did that. All right, we're going to give you a less penalty. That's just not how it works. Like, I mean, the investigation is the worst part because if they come on campus, it drags out. It drags out.
Yeah,
look
at
LSU.
Yeah, but LSU is fighting it. They're obviously trying to hide things, which makes the NCAA's job tougher and longer. And I just get the feeling that Tennessee is going to come at this from a completely different angle. And maybe they shouldn't. Maybe they should be doing what you guys did and what LSU is doing. I think there's a case to be made for that. But it sounds like Tennessee is going to fall on the sword and say, look, this is what we fed. This is everything that happened. We're going to self-impose at least a one-year postseason ban. I think it's probably going to be two. You guys had 2 years. And we're going to...
Ole Miss started off with four, and then that got reduced down to two.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Come on, four-year bowl ban?
I did not see that.
Yeah, it started off with four.
Are you talking about Penn State?
I saw that in an article earlier today.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Ole Miss.
Okay.
But absolutely. No, Ole Miss had their bowl ban reduced.
So most of those level ones, just if you go back and look, it started in the Houston Nutt era in 2011, and then they just hung out on campus for 4 or 5 years, and of course, like, Hugh Freeze made it easy for them, yeah. Right? I mean, that's just how the NCAA works, right? Like, I mean, UNC was the same exact situation. They fought and kind of won, but if you actually go look at their football during that 6 or 7 year time, it definitely took a hit. The final thing I was going to bring up and just kind of wanted to talk about, the financial side of this is, I think, the part that I haven't heard anybody talk about unless I missed it earlier in your show is, yeah, sure, bowl bans, who cares? That's real money, guys. That's $8 to $9 million a year if you do a 2-year bowl ban that goes to pay for softball and pay for all your sports. That's a lot of money. I mean, sure, you avoided a $12 or $13 million buyout, but I mean, $16 to $17 million of guaranteed money you're used to getting is a lot of money if it is indeed a 2-year bowl ban.
Wow. No, that's thought. Yeah.
So we get ours back if our probation ended in November. We get ours back in a year from now if we are not in trouble between now and the time we got put on probation. They set half of that aside, so we'll get $8 or $9 million. It's in a retainer somewhere that'll get released to us. So just kind of another side of that, just to kind of educate you guys, since we're kind of coming out of NCAA prison.
Yay.
What that looks like.
That sucks.
But here's something you could do. So it's a well-known thing around that the NCAA wants Georgia. They do. They know Georgia has been driving well above the speed limit for years.
Let's get them.
Maybe you could find a way to deliver Georgia to them, right?
Let's do it, man. You know, if we're going down, let's take Georgia with us. Let's make some
stuff
up.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw Kirby Smart handing a Burger King bag with $20,000 unmarked bills to some 5-star. I saw it. Happened.
Well, it's Barrel the same argument I had about –
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. Good call.
Oh, God, the kid that played at Duke and, Kansas offered all that money to. He's in the NBA superstar. Why can't I think of his name?
Played at, Zion?
Zion, yeah. If Kansas was offered him all that money, he didn't just go to Duke for free.
Yeah.
How does Georgia skirt out all this with the Mims deal?
The same way Auburn skated out on Cam Newton. It was the same thing you're describing with Zion. We know that it was published that Mississippi State offered like $200,000 for Cam Newton coming out of junior college, and he went to Auburn. And he went to Auburn for free. And nobody could prove it, right? There was always some shady allegation of, oh, his dad was laundering the money through some church that he was part owner of or some, you know, whatever. But nobody ever proved it. There's no paper trail. There was no receipts. There was no proof. And Auburn got away with it. They got a national championship. They had a great season. They had a Heisman Trophy. And nobody can take that away from them because they couldn't prove it.
Meanwhile, we've got morons that kept ledgers.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. You guys seen Casino?
Oh yeah.
Remember the guy, the gangster that that really got him all busted with the old guy, because he wrote down everything because he was so cheap and he wanted to get reimbursed. And then he had the heart attack at the end when the feds came in to bust everybody.
Oh yeah.
Been so long since I've seen that. Need to go watch it.
Yeah, yeah, check it out again. That's kind of what I picture with this crew, allegedly.
Not good, Bob.
Trey, you want to confirm or deny or add any color, details, anything there? I mean,
I don't know. I just picture having to cover this program the same way Ole Miss has been covered before Kiffin took over, and it just makes me want to go cry in a toilet room somewhere.
It's such a bleak picture, and I do think, and I hope this doesn't happen, but – I can totally see John Gilbert coming in here and Kevin Steele being our Matt Luke.
I'll just put myself in the transfer portal.
I cannot.
Trey Wallace is in the portal.
They'll interview more people than just snap decision and bring in John Gilbert. Because if they do that, then I will be done. Like, what did you say?
You're not going anywhere, Bear.
You said you were going to walk away if we hired Luke Leopold or whatever, Lance Leopold. Larry Leopold, what the hell's his name?
Exactly. Who knows? Nobody knows that guy. They're not hiring him. But if they hire John Gilbert, we'll ride it out. We'll give him hell for three or four years. We'll get him fired. And we'll do it again.
I don't have many more years to waste, Russ.
We'll keep doing it until we get it right, Bear.
Then you can come visit the boneyard and tell my headstone that we finally got it right. Because I don't think we will before I'm gone. They can't hire Gilbert. They can't bring that guy back here.
How many years do you think he got left?
I don't know.
I'll do that.
Of stress and hanging out with you. And
I'll do that for you.
I don't know.
I'll do that for you. I'll come. We'll do a live show remote from Bear's grave.
Let's not even talk about it. Too macabre. But no, they can't bring Gilbert in. The man brought us hired Donnie Tindall. Dave Hart put him in charge of that basketball hire.
If he is dumb enough to hire Donnie Tindall, you see where I'm going with this? Maybe he's dumb enough to hire Hugh Freeze.
I'm repeat what you said to Bird Dog. Don't do it to yourself.
I will throw in that caveat. If he hires Hugh Freeze, I'll give John Gilbert the keys to the kingdom right now.
I'm holding out hope that Chancellor Plowman will have, you know, a moment of clarity and pick up Mark Ingram's resume and realize this is a guy we need to hire. Not this retread who was here with Dave Hart, who completely, him and Dave Hart, alienated the entire Lady Vol, you know, part of our fan base. Bumbled the Title IX stuff, brought shame on the university, and hired, up until our current or recently departed football staff, the worst cheater in the history of college athletics, Donnie Tindall.
Stay with us. The Drive continues. More of your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Tusculum University. All right, back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Who's next, Alex?
Next is DR Vol.
D.R. Vall. You're on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Go ahead, man.
Guys, y'all know that Brewer listened to Sweet Home Alabama when he got fired.
I'd say that was on the playlist. I just assume Sweet Home Alabama plays on a constant loop in Big Germ's truck.
And in his head. You know, all this that's going on, guys, it makes me more angry at Fulmer that he let this crap go on under his watch. Doesn't it, y'all?
Yeah. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. And to have him up there yesterday and everybody just kneeling before him and praising him and, like, over the top, too. Not a thank you would have sufficed, but it's just like, oh, my God, Coach Fulmer, you're so great. You had nothing to do with this. We love you. Tennessee loves you back. You love us. Oh, God, he's so great. And it's just like it was a little much, man. I know. Look, I love Coach Fulmer, too, but he did not need to be up there yesterday, man. They need to cut ties with him immediately because there's no way he did not know what was going on in that football program. If you believe that, you are a complete buffoon.
Yeah, I can't get over that comment of what they said. We're just as proud of you tonight as that night in the desert. He didn't say night in the desert, but the night he hoisted that trophy, man. Who cares? I mean, that's his legacy to me, man, because, again, I was too young to remember that night in the desert. But I'll remember this. I mean, sitting back football like this, and that Ole Miss guy getting on here, they got to beat Alabama. We got to watch JG blow it against Alabama. That's the memories we get to keep from this, Russ and Bear.
Well, you'll never forget when JG went rogue. You'll always have that memory, D.R. Ball, courtesy of Jeremy Pruitt and Philip Fulmer. Yeah.
Yeah, and I always have that article about me.
Yeah, you became national news.
I guess that is a positivity. Yeah. Yeah, well, Fulmer, if you're listening, you're not retired. You're just refired. So y'all have a good day.
Poor Coach Fulmer. Poor Coach Fulmer. This is how he's going to go out.
Shouldn't have been put in that spot yesterday.
For the younger generation.
Does Philly deserve it? I told you so, guys. About Fulmer.
What did he say?
I think it was horrible. He was going to screw it all up, and then we'd have to be.
Here's the thing.
He'd like to fire him again.
I don't give the legions of the miserable any credit. It's easy to sit back and just crap on everything and say everybody sucks. Nothing ever going to work. Like, so if you do that enough, guess what? Things don't work out all the time. It happens all the time, and so eventually, you're going to be right. So no, I'm not letting Phil or Jamie or anybody else hang on the rim. At Coach Fulmer's expense. I'm not, it's sad. It was sad watching Coach Fulmer up there again yesterday, just looking like none of the charisma, none of the charm that has been his hallmark since he's been back, his soothing bedside manner. Everything's going to be all right. We're just fine. Work like heck, all that. He just looked like he'd seen a ghost completely. Everybody's like giving him a hard time for those answers, but you could tell he hadn't slept much. His brain probably, he's devastated.
70-year-old man.
He's devastated, and he shouldn't have been up there. But they put him up there.
Somebody at some point should have said something to him about how bizarre it looked for him to be wearing a suit coat over his workout sweat. And he just threw on, and it didn't even look like it fit him. And somebody just handed him a black jacket. I mean, what a clown show. I mean, just a complete clown show.
Just his answer. His answer to the Jeremy Pruitt question, I had to go back and watch that press conference last night, man. I was taken aback with his, when he said we were good at recruiting, and I was like, oh, God. it was so uncomfortable because he did not look like he wanted to be there.
He shouldn't have been there.
Right. Dondi kept taking questions from the.
She was the only one that I thought. She was pretty smooth.
I thought
she
was the only one that should have been there. You know, maybe have Randy Boyd there for sure. He's the president.
Sure. Why not?
But they shouldn't have had. They should just let Chancellor Plowman run that whole deal yesterday.
I want a Jeremy Pruitt press conference. How about his lawyer, saber-rattling, like he has any intention of getting court with us?
Yeah, I don't know what's more ridiculous. His lawyer saber-rattling or the blue checkmark brigade led by Pat Forty and Dan Walken and Pat Forty going on Paul Feinbaum acting like Jeremy Pruitt's been victimized today.
Yeah, he's victimized so badly. We gave him almost $12 million for 3 years of shoddy work. We made him a multi-millionaire, and he gets to walk out of here just leaving us. Even Butch Jones couldn't have imagined the disaster that has been left in his wake.
It's not like we were pinching pennies either.
Pat 40 is number one on the list. I don't know that he'll ever get moved out of the number one spot, Russ.
I am not a violent man. Bear, you know this about me, right?
Yeah. You get upset. Not really upset.
Violence sucks.
I kind of weirded out when I get violent.
I don't. I'm a lover, not a fighter. If I saw Pat 40, I think I would assault him.
Yeah.
Dan Wolkin, Pat 40, I think I would have to take a swing.
There is a standing challenge from every damn member of the drive to those two chumps. Meet us at the Chapman Highway Walmart.
Anytime.
Whoa, wait a minute. Y'all,
you're either with us or you're against us, straight. If you're against us, we will roll over you, like a red tide. Like something.
I'll come out there and report on it, but I'm not getting involved in the fight.
Local radio host Bear left Pat 40 lying in a bloody heap in the parking lot of a local Walmart.
He's now on the run in the Smoky Mountains.
You ain't running anywhere, are you, Bear? You stand over there and flex on him. Say, look at you now, chump. Got anything to say?
Sightings of this bear, please.
I'd send Alex down to the Crystal behind Old Duff Field to get me a sack full. Yeah.
I'm down.
I would have washed my hands. I'm serious.
What a complete toolbox.
I could beat that guy in the face until it sounded like wet meat slapping together and sit down and eat a pimento cheese sandwich.
What are you doing?
I hate him. He's just so hypocritical and disingenuous.
Yeah.
I love how when people have dug up his old tweets about how when Oregon had an opening, Schiano's name came up, and he was like, oh, we can't, that's going to be an issue. He's got, some couple. I don't know what his axe to grind is with us. Is he a Michigan guy?
Well, no, they were all John Curry's. Like, John Curry texted all these guys. It's how that dude is how Pete Thamel, who's also on the list, broke the story yesterday, because Curry got word of it through the agent community, and he texted his buddies in the media, and he gave that story to Thamel, just like he gave the Schiano story to Wolken. That's how these guys operate, man. How about this? Somebody sent me this from Dan Wolken. This is from a couple of years ago. This is how smart Dan Wolken is. Here's his headline from USA Today. They actually published this crap. Alabama's dynasty looks like it's over. Tide no longer dominate top foes as they once did. Right? He wrote that. It was like on the front page of the USA Today sports section.
I mean, what a moron.
And Wolk, 40, for, the 40 tweet. I love the Konzo tweet every time we beat them. And you see Tennessee fans ran out Konzo Martin because – probably because he was black, and now look at them. How many games they won, and like, now Konzo is about to get fired by Missouri, and
we're beating him by 20.
Yeah,
we won a lot of games.
They love to call us racists. They love that one.
Yeah, there was nothing racist about
whatever the easiest narrative is.
He wasn't a good basketball coach.
That last tweet from Vollenberg Camp just sent me over the edge.
That guy's nuts. I like his spirit, though.
Let's. You all right?
What
Trey?
About our guy Barrett Salee? He owns.
Oh.
I mean, the deed to Dan Wolken, make no mistake, is firmly folded tightly in Barrett, friend of the show, Barrett Salee's back pocket.
No doubt,
he owns him.
TK, up next. Good afternoon, TK.
Good afternoon, Russell.
How's it going, man?
Not bad. Hey, in case y'all didn't know, according to Fulmer, the best thing that Pruitt's been doing the past 3 years is recruiting.
Oh, the recruiting has been good. I went back and listened to it too, Trey. You could feel the wheels in his head turning. He said, well, the recruiting has been, and there's like a 5 second awkward pause. He just goes, good. he was already down the road. There was nothing he could say, no take backs. And he was just like, oh God, what have I done? What am I saying?
Not saying the other players weren't good though.
I got a question for you, though, Russell.
Yeah.
So how did you go from Kiffin being one of your top two choices to now he's a bum?
Uh-oh.
He's always been a bum. I just
You said it. You summed it up really good on your Periscope last night. You, like, even finally got me to come off. Sorry, Chance.
What did I say? Because I'm having trouble finding the words now.
I think of how you put it. You broke him down, just like everywhere he'd been, what he had done here. What'd you say that it would make? He's funny on Twitter, so you guys have that. But he's not. He doesn't win.
He left us in a lurch on NCAA probation.
Remember, we joked about. I was on. Okay, so Lane Kiffin left here in what, 2000? Or January 2010, correct? I joined the drive in early August 2016. And I remember that fall, we were just then coming off the last of the probation from Lane Kiffin. 6 years of sanctions.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt your phone call, TK, but we have a minor emergency here. Our listener, Aaron, at Valsbury 14, says that if Trey isn't down for the fight, I'm going to stop listening. Trey, we can't allow this, man. You got to fight Dan Wolkin and Pat Forty with us. You can't let Aaron leave the show, man. Come on. Step up and say you'll fight those dudes with us.
What, Aaron Torres said that?
No, just Valsbury 14 on Twitter. One of our loyal listeners. Come on, man. Step up.
So you're telling me you have an ultimatum? I got to kick somebody's ass?
Yes.
You know, in all fairness to Trey, I'm going to step up for him here.
No.
If it's a situation where I'm fighting Pat Forty and Dan Wolkin, and somebody jumps in, I'm liable to either bite or punch somebody.
Trey, you don't have to throw the first punch. Bear and Bear will hold him, and I'll slap him around a little bit. We'll put him on the ground, and then you can come up and, like, kick them in the ribs once they're already down, once the fight's over, okay? They probably won't even know. Will you at least do that? Will you kick them while they're down for us? You have to do this. This is like in The Sopranos. This is like in The Sopranos when they're executing the Bevilacqua kid and Sal doesn't want to pull the trigger and Tony shoots him. You got to pump a few bullets in that corpse, Trey. Are you with us? Are you with us or not?
Skin in the game, buddy.
What do you mean, why is this so hard for you?
He's not with us. He's not one of us. This is what you do, Trey. It's called Tennessee ass whipping.
You just cost us a listener, Wallace. Aaron left the show because of you.
I mean, I'll help y'all put him in the trunk or something.
Put him in the trunk.
call a meat wagon and tell him to come haul their ass away.
What do you think? I want a bunch of Pat Forty blood messing up the back of my car?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are sorry.
An arrest would not look good for my record.
This is an outrage.
I'm getting arrested.
We're wearing ski caps. They won't know it's us.
So we're going full Jansen Jackson here.
No, we're not choking anybody with a lamp cord. We're going to challenge him to fisticuffs. They're man enough to show up. They didn't take
a
their
duel.
Medicine. Who's calling the law?
A duel.
I demand satisfaction.
How dare you insult us, Pat Forty, and then you slap him across the face with your with a leather gauntlet. Whap!
You, sir, are a coward.
Satisfaction, sir. I feel like we need a reading of the list, Russell, just to refresh everybody's memory.
TK, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all.
he's definitely complicit with the crime.
I know we're doing something. I know we've gotten sidetracked here. Oh yeah, TK.
Well, read the list, Russ.
Not to get myself involved in criminal activity, but if need be, I do have some pigs on the farm that could take care of some things.
Ah, we aren't going that far. We're just talking about a good, just, you know.
Yeah, this has gotten dark, man.
We're just talking about a good, we're just good boxing
joking
match
around here. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to wreck him. I just want to rattle his cage a little, as Dale said once upon a time about Terry Labonte, I believe.
Oh, so like a celebrity boxing match.
Yeah.
Well, Trey brought up the bodies in the car, so I figured I'd offer a simpler solution.
Trey makes it awkward sometimes, but we love it. we're talking about, you know, just white ass kicking. Well deserved. Knock some sense into him.
TK,
you're killing me. I want to hear the list.
TK, thank you. We got to go. We got to go. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Stay with us. Pat Forty's going to be tumbling after we're done with him, Bear. Teach him
give
a thing
list
or two. All right, then we got to move because we're going to do a speed round here. We got an all-star lineup. Big Josh, Marcus, and Phil all want to jump in. We'll give them all 90 seconds. Is that enough?
Sure. Hit the list.
Pete Thamel, Dennis Dodd, Doug Gottlieb, Dan Wolkin, Stephen A. Smith, Tim Brando, Seth Davis, Dan Wetzel, Pat Forty, Joel Klatt, Kirk Herbstreit, Gary Parrish, Peter King, Booger McFarland, Brett McMurphy, Dana O'Neill, and Matt Hayes. Can all suck it.
Yep.
Andy Staples, Barrett Salee, and Greg Doyle, y'all are cool. They had our back. Aaron Torres, too.
Certified VFLs.
Honorary VFLs,
honorary
for sure.
VFLs.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. And is Phil first?
Big Josh was
Big
first.
Big Josh is first. Okay. Big Josh, you're on the drive. Go ahead.
Well, hey, Russ, I'd like to get my damn hands on Pat Forty. I know that.
Big Josh
That's
is rolling with the drive.
I had a New Year's resolution. I started gambling, Russ, and I've got the Vols tonight -6.5.
I thought you were going to say I got a couple of Nicky, Vinny, and Tony with the baseball bats out front. It's not good. No, that's good. I think we're going to cover tonight.
This is my first time taking a Vols, so we're going to see how this goes.
Okay,
but I'm not in the. This whole thing's just got me, I don't know, man. I'm ready to punch holes in the wall. This is, I don't get it. We've destroyed the football program. I heard the day on VolQuest, they had over 50 level 1 and 2 violations. So, I don't know. USC probably didn't even have that much, Russell. That was 30 scholarships they gave up, USC.
There's just no way to know how the NCAA is going to react.
I know one thing. Everybody, every other damn functional institution doesn't completely torpedo their program. Phil Fulmer got down there and talked about Johnny Majors. While he knew this crap was going on, Plowman gave these guys, signed off on extensions and all this crap. I mean, and then to get out there in that press conference yesterday, man, it's enraging. They don't value this place. They don't value this program. It's sickening. And it freaking pisses me off. I swear it's rigged.
My Big Josh.
They turned me loose over. I'd hate to see what I'd probably go to jail.
Chin up, Big Josh. We'll get through this.
We're
going to get through this. You too, buddy.
So,
Big Josh, rattled. Shook Bear. Big Josh having big emotions on the drive this afternoon. Let's get Marcus in here next. Marcus, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Thanks.
I don't want to take too much time because I want to make sure Phil is able to get on, but I just want to embarrass myself on radio. Since everyone else is throwing out random names, that probably isn't a good idea. I'm going to throw Jeff Fisher's name out there. He was on the radio station not long ago, and he said if that job came open, he would be interested. I know he gets made fun of for only winning eight games in the NFL. I'll take eight wins in college. I don't care. He might be boring. He seems like a chill guy, but hey, I'll take that, man.
But 50-50 in college would be 6-6, Marcus. You don't want that, do you?
Oh, I'm not saying 50-50. I'm just going with the eight wins. That's all I'm focused on. I'm not the losses. I don't, you know. Hey, he won some championships from the Titans. He made us happy for a while, Russell.
And he was trolling our fans on Twitter yesterday. You'll see that people were
asking. Oh, I know. I've been seeing it, man. That's what's making me go even more insane and embarrass myself.
Yeah, but he's just fun. And, I mean, he knows he's not a serious candidate for the job. That's why he was doing that. So,
I'll take him over over some of the other names I've been hearing. So
take him over Steele?
Honestly, I think I would.
We're just avoiding.
Look at Steele's record at Baylor. Look what he did at Baylor when he was a head coach. Like, we want head coaching experience. I don't want head coaching losing experience.
So, I feel
anyway,
you.
I'll get off.
All right,
the
Marcus.
Hop on. Appreciate
thank
it,
you.
Guys.
Thank you. Let's get Phil in here. Phil, you're our final caller of the evening. Hello, Philly.
Why's AW? Hey,
Philly.
I heard you and ripping me in Utah a few minutes ago.
No, it's not my style.
I feel like you deserve it. I told you so, Phil.
Well, the morning crew said I was right about Fulmer, and I won't dub you and Barrett to say I was right.
I don't even – what's your take? I mean, that he wasn't going
to – Fulmer destroyed the program twice. Put that in your pop.
He didn't destroy the program twice. That's incorrect. That's inaccurate.
It's lower than you know what now.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Tennessee football is on fumes right now.
Hell, whoa.
Bye-bye.
He didn't say anything that was not factual, right?
Yes, he did. That was lies. Fulmer did not destroy the program
twice.
Whatever.
I think that you need to seriously have your flush privileges checked when it comes to Phil.
Fulmer,
you've got some kind of weird
flamed
thing
out
with
in 2008.
Him.
He did not destroy the program. And Fulmer, yeah, he hired the Gump. He has not covered himself in glory. He was a terrible athletics director. There is no doubt about that. That is written in stone now. But Jeremy Pruitt did this to us. Do not lose sight of that. Jeremy Pruitt is responsible for everything that has happened the past 3 years and everything that is about to happen to Tennessee, because this process is just beginning. Don't forget that.
It's 3 a.m.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, God, no.
Ashamed
no,
of himself.
No, Trey, no.
It's an outrage.
No.
Thank you, Trey. Thank you, Bear.
You're welcome.
Let's beat Florida. Voluntary reaction as soon as the game's over. John Reed and Hayden will have you. Big thanks to Alex Olive for all his hard work in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I'm Russell Smith. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We will do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.